This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. As Houston begins recovery efforts from Hurricane Harvey, a new storm threat, Hurricane Irma, is barreling west towards the Caribbean and Florida. We have few defenses against hurricanes lashing rains and wind and storm surge, but nature does provide one.
Wetlands act in two ways to reduce the impacts of storms. They reduce storm surge by acting as a wall or a barrier, and they act as a sponge by soaking up the waters that come down via rainfall.
Michael Beck is a coastal scientist at the Nature Conservancy and the University of California, Santa Cruz. He says as we've paved over swampy coastlines, we've changed how storm waters flow. Or, for an analogy a little closer to home,
rain falls on your driveway, it's going to run straight out into the street. Rain falls in your garden, it's going to soak into the ground. And so when you've done that at the scale of whole watersheds, there's no place for the water to go when it rains.
But some wetlands do remain. Beck and his colleagues teamed up with the insurance industry, and using the industry's risk assessment models, asked, how much more damage would Hurricane Sandy have delivered if all the eastern seaboard's wetlands were gone? And they found that marshy coastlines saved some $625 million in direct flood damages, or about 1% of Sandy's total cost. Researchers also battered Ocean County, New Jersey, with thousands of hypothetical storms using flood models. And they found that wetlands cut flood damages there by 16% compared to areas of the county where wetlands are gone. The studies in the journal Scientific Reports. Next, it's up to local governments and the insurance industry to take notice.
Certainly, we hope that we will continue to conserve wetlands in part for their intrinsic beauty and for the importance of nature.
But he says by putting a price tag on the economic benefit of wetlands, it might change the conversation about conservation.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.